not a great result on the weekend coming back?
No, it wasn't. We obviously, like the last few weeks, we thought we were a great opportunity to win. Started well, and but you know, disappointed with our execution with ball in hand. And we actually gave them a few easy goals too, with ability to get organised behind the ball. So, yeah, disappointing result, considering we had a really good build up to it, and another opportunity missed for us. So, you know, we'll review that hard tomorrow and bounce on to Brisbane pretty quickly.
These injuries must be getting increasingly frustrating for you.
Look, they are. Obviously, we lose a couple of key players. Obviously, Aaron Hall's been in really good form for us this year when he's played. So that's disappointing. But saying that, this week we'll probably get a handful of guys that'll be available. Jared Lyons might be, Jared Witts, David Swallow will come back into the team. Jack Leslie, Braden Fiorini, all those guys are a chance to play if they get through our main session Thursday. So, you know, we lose a couple of key players, but we've also got some guys coming back in the team. Obviously, Gary played also on the weekend. So, yeah, they're disappointed to lose them in the game, but, you know, we should be pretty strong come this weekend. Yeah, look, there is when you're losing. That's the way it goes. That's the business we're in, and we understand that. Everyone's well aware of that. And we're just trying to win every game and create a winning culture here, and we haven't been able to do that over the last 5-6 weeks. Being close, we've had some disappointing games. So we'll keep working what we need to work on, and you know, we've got 3 more games to try and make sure we win all those 3 and play a better brand of footy than what we are. And obviously, this week's a great chance to do that against our rivals in Queensland, and you know, they're playing some pretty good footy, haven't quite got over the line a couple of times, but had some good wins also. So you know, it's going to be a big game for the club, and also Brisbane will think the same.
Is there quite a bit of pressure on that game? I mean, they're already below you on the ladder.
Yeah, no more pressure than what there has been the last few weeks, and no more pressure than what there will be the Essendon the following week, and Port the game after that. So we think we can win the game. Our best footy is capable of beating them, and they'll think exactly the same with us. So we're just going to remain more consistent in how we defend, how we attack, and how our contest work is. And all the teams who aren't quite winning at the moment are going through that same thinking, that same patch of form. So, you know, that's our challenge. We've got a few days to turn around coming back from Perth, but we're pretty confident we'll be able to win.
Any idea on Gary's future at this stage?
No, that'll play out at the end of the year. He obviously got back playing on the weekend and played pretty well from being out for a few weeks. And, you know, we're hoping that he has a really good 3 weeks individually, and we know what he gives us as a team. So we'll focus on the end result, you know, towards the end of the year when that trade period comes up.
Does it bother you that the results aren't great and that could risk him staying on the coast?
Look, I think that goes with anything. If you're a winning team and a winning culture, you'll maintain your players, you'll be able to attract players. And if you're not, you know, you put yourself at risk of going the other way. So that's our challenge, and that's what we're trying to do. The players are certainly invested in what we're trying to do. We just haven't got the results out of that so far.
Are you aware of any talk of a three-way swap between Hayne Chartlett and Steve Mollott?
No, first I've heard of it, and it's not my area anyway. So, as I say, we'll let the powers to be worry about that when it comes to it.
Mate, have you got any skin results back from Aaron Hall? Any clear on what it is?
Not really, no. We're thinking it's not a really, really bad hamstring, but he came in today to get checked out, and he'll have a scan today or tomorrow, I would have thought. And, you know, he didn't significantly pull up on it, so hopefully we can get him back at some stage this year.
So you do want to get him back? I guess Robert was saying it could be 2 weeks, if only 3 games left. Do you consider putting him?
Yeah, look, if he's fit and available, whenever that is, we'd certainly play him. He's in our best 22. So, you know, just because finals aren't on the horizon, all those sorts of things, if he's fit and available whenever that is and we still have a game to play, we'll certainly make sure he's out there.
Rocket was saying pre-game that players might be playing for their futures at the club and their contracts and that kind of stuff. Do you think a couple of them went partly the way to help their causes?
Yeah, look, it's that time of the year, isn't it? You know, everyone's either out of contract or in contract. If you're not playing finals, the microscope's on your list and individuals. So, as I say, the effort was okay. What we did, we reviewed it yesterday in Perth about our ball in hand execution, and reviewed it a bit tomorrow, the things we could have done better behind the ball and all those sorts of things. So, yeah, look, obviously we didn't win the game, so we didn't have enough guys play well enough and beat their opponent, and that's the reason why we haven't won a game the last few weeks. So we'll focus more on the collective rather than looking individually who survives and who doesn't. And as I say, that'll all play out once the season's done.
Looking at Gaz, I guess Ruscatelli and Antoine might be a bit different because they're literally coming back from long-term injuries.
Yep.
But given Gary's age now and his history over the last couple of years, do you consider for the future maybe planned rest for him?
I suppose we will, like all players who have quite a few games. You know, he went forward a lot more than what he has on the weekend, so that's certainly another string to his bow, because he's certainly a pretty dangerous forward and capable of doing some damage up there, and that actually rests him rather than getting crashed and bashed into all the time as a midfielder. So all those aspects will come into it, and you know, we also want to develop other midfielders too. So it's a balance of what the team needs and also, you know, what Gaz needs, and to help get him through the season. But you know, he's aware of his loads. He knows how to manage himself pretty well.